This is Wade Brethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A recent poll for the National Employment Law Project Action Fund found at least 76% of voters in seven battleground states supported the new overtime rule for workers making less than $47,000, and that a majority said they were less likely to vote for a lawmaker who tried to block it. At least five Wells Fargo employees sued the bank or filed complaints between 2010 and 2014, alleging they were fired after reporting that fraudulent customer accounts were being created. Brazil's vast graft probe, known as Operation Car Wash, has ushered in a new era of campaign finance limits there. Contributions from businesses were banned last year by the nation's Supreme Court. Overall spending caps are as low as $30,800 for some municipal posts. Governor Chris Christie vetoed a bill that would have raised the minimum wage to $15 per hour in New Jersey. France has put 100 pianos in train stations around the country so that travelers can play some music while they wait at the station. The Great Elephant Census is finding that the African elephant population is dropping by 8% annually, having shrunk about 30% between 2007 and 2014, largely due to poaching. 78 countries have followed the U.S. lead and established debates during presidential elections. Louisiana's governor has sued Louisiana's attorney general for blocking state contracts that include language forbidding LGBT discrimination. Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court was suspended for the rest of his term for refusing to follow the Supreme Court's decision. Believe it or not, Trump went on Twitter at 5 o'clock in the morning to encourage his fans to watch a sex tape of former beauty queen Alicia Machado, who he had been feuding with in the campaign. Nearly 1 million immigrants applied for U.S. citizenship last year, a 23% surge, but more than 500,000 have not been handled, likely denying them a chance to register to vote in November. Verizon, Hewlett-Packard, and General Mills have banded together to tell advertising agencies to either make progress finally on diversity or they're going to move their business elsewhere. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.